And welcome back. How are you doing? You know,
that was so uncomfortable.
It was pretty uncomfortable. I'm trying new stuff though. I'm trying new stuff.
You sound like a fucking like phone line operator.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's just a. And we're back. How are you doing? Like very like robotic, like yeah. It's like you know when you get like a.
Tell me about your day. How are you, Steve? Like,
was that a? Is this a person or is it just a convincing robot? Like that's what you did. But, like you said it, I knew it was you, but still a part of my brain.
I like the idea of being able to pull that voice up because that's the voice you give customers that you don't like. You want to make them question you, like, is this dude for real? It's like, how are you? Tell me about your day. Oh, that doesn't sound okay. That's rough, Steve. Don't know why I'm picking on Steve here. I actually work with Steve. He's a nice guy. Yeah, actually, the other day I'm working with Steve and I'm doing the tasks that my manager has asked me to do. And Steve turns to me and goes, "If I drop dead tomorrow, what are you saying at my funeral?" I just started laughing. Because he's an older guy. He's in his 50s. And he's had a heart attack before.
Why are you speaking, is my main
question. I think me and Steve have gotten pretty close over the last 5 years I've known him. We're quite buddy.
I don't know. But like... He's got family and stuff. Like, I feel like, you know.
No
offense to you.
He's got three sons. I feel like he's got three sons that I know of. His current wife, a couple ex-wives.
They all write fucking speeches. They get to the funeral, they're like, and to give a little eulogy for Steve, his work colleague, Narayan.
I think he just wanted to know what I would remember him for. And Steve has been a really great part of my life where I work. And he's told me some really wild, bloody stories about him in his past and living in the 80s and everything. And one of the big things Steve always taught me was that any hole's a goal. Like, do not put anybody outside of your boundary. Just because you've got, like, a high view of yourself. You know? If somebody likes you, at least try to speak to them and see if you actually like them. I don't think that's the actual intention of his goal with the conversation. His actual idea is always, just fuck anybody if they like you. And I'm like, fair enough, Steve. Yeah. Any hole's a goal. So he turned and he asked me this question, so, you know... If you're at my grave and you're speaking for me, what were you saying? I went, well, I'd stand up and I'd look around at everybody there and I'd say, Steve, he's a great man. He taught me many things, but one thing that will always stick out to me is that Steve always said, any goal is a hole. Any hole is a goal. I did not think he meant this one. And then I would drop the mic and I'd leave. That is how I would leave him at his graveside. And he just burst out laughing at me. Pardon?
I will give it to you. That's a great line.
So I was like, yeah, I would drop the mic, Steve, and I'd walk away because I can tell right now your wife, Carol, is going to be fucking giving me the devil eyes.
Understand.
And he just started giggling. The thing is, she works in a different department from us, just across the side. So I was very concerned that you should have heard my eulogy to my non-dead colleague, Steve. Absolutely great. Well, he's a fucking champ. I love him to bits. Great dude. Absolute hero. Loads of jokes. Loads of fucking stories.
On a slightly less depressing note.
I don't think it was just a bit of a laugh, a bit of humor.
I mean, yes, I know. You are discussing the potential death of your colleague.
We're all going to die at some point, all right? We're all going to die at some point.
and I reaffirm on the slightly less depressing note, we're both huge fans of a show that's coming out in a couple days.
Are we?
Yes. It's got Dante Basco, one of my favorite actors.
Does it?
Yep.
Are it's we thinking Afa, the same show? Oh, yeah! Matt, it's out!
There you go. It's out? Oh, shit, I didn't realize.
Bro, it's out! Did I not message you?
No, I thought it was in 2 days.
Oh, shit, no, 22nd. It came out yesterday.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, is it? Oh, my God, yeah.
So, I was going to talk about the show. Because yeah, I've watched the first three episodes. Can I give you, like, a brief... how I feel about the show so far? Without going into details? Really,
you can go into details. There's no spoilers for me. I know how the show ends.
I think the episode one is not written as you remember it. But
yeah. Well, obviously, yeah. They're changing stuff.
Yeah, and I fully understand why they've had to change stuff in it to make it sense to somebody... a third party who hasn't seen the show. Like, my mum was actually the one that texted me going, oh, hey, have you seen Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix? It's got Appa in it. And I was like, oh, I knew it was coming out, but I haven't seen it yet. I was just like, oh, it's really good. So I watched it on my lunch hour. And episode one is fucking beautiful.
I do feel like we should just clarify for people, we're referring to Appa in the show, what's it called again?
Kim's Convenience. There's a great actor in there, Paul Hyung.
Yeah, not Appa, the character in the show Avatar.
No, I forgot about that connection. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Paul Hyung, it's Paul's son, Hyung Lee. Who plays Uncle Iroh in the live action The Last Airbender. And honestly, I fucking dig it, man. It is a great Luke. He pulls it off very well.
Yeah, when I saw the casting of him, I thought he would do really well, because I feel like, yeah, he gives off like the right energy. my question, though, is how do you feel about the changes that they've stated they're making on... the various issues that come up within the show?
Well, I don't know what issues you're on about, but one of the first things that I'm just thinking of is Uncle Iroh is a big dude. Like, he's like me. He's chonky at the start of the show. But come season three, man gets ripped. And I'm not saying that Paul Sun Hyung Lee is... not up for the challenge, but I don't know how old he is. And I don't know if he's willing to go the full Wolverine diet to... He's 51 years old.
Not even close to what I was referencing, though. They've removed a lot of things from the show, such as, when they go to the Northern Water Tribe, they've said that they're not going to do the whole, Paku being... refusing to teach Katara because she's a woman, and in their tribe they don't teach women, and her proving them wrong because of the sexist implications of it. And it's like, yeah, that's the point of the bit. It's the point of that entire fucking episode, is that he refuses to teach her, and that's wrong because she is just as, if not more powerful than he is, despite being a woman.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I've not come across that part yet in the show. I think they've done the show well so far. There's some awkward tidbits where you can tell they were trying to get the cartoonized facial animations from the real life cast. Pardon me. The best equivalent. A lot of it's Sokka's character, with him being the comedic part of most of the show. A lot of comedic relief being him and Aang.
The other thing I've seen is apparently Aang's gonna be way more serious. He's not gonna be it's not going to be like Doki having fun trying to slack off and like goof off and play games and stuff, but he is going to be a lot more like of a serious avatar.
Yeah, so far I'm only 3 episodes in, but Aang has been very like playful, whereas everybody who's trying to teach him is being like, you have to take this seriously. We're at fucking war. And you can see that the actor who's playing him is trying to play as his he's trying to get more serious, but it's just not him. So it's a very interesting style. And I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know about you, but I always saw Aang as a very playful character who was always going to be playful.
Yeah. Like, Katara, like, the entire thing of, like, the relationship, like, there's a whole episode on the fact that, like, Katara kind of mothers the group because they are, like, they are all so childish compared to her. And, like, there's that, like, she feels like she's constantly been, like, nagging. And then she overhears Sokka saying, like, that he's really glad that she does that because without that, he wouldn't be the person he became, and he wouldn't have managed to get through, like, the capture of their mother, like, the death and capture of their mother, and their father leaving them to go off to war, and stuff like that. And it's like, I'm curious to see, like, if they are going to go through with that kind of things, I'm curious to see, if, like, how they're going to change that. Oh, that was another one. Apparently, they're getting rid of the whole, like, Sokka being sexist thing as well. So, like, when they go to Kyoshi Island, then Sokka's like, oh, but you're women, and all that stuff. You know, he goes through the same thing that Paku goes through, like, the...
I mean... Well,
clearly, just because they're women doesn't mean that they're any...
Kyoshi Island is the second episode, and from my watching of it, I think it was handled quite well. I think you could tell that his character was a bit sexist, but it wasn't like a huge predominant feature in it, and like he does have like a subtle realization, at least in my eyes, that, you know, women are as equal, if not stronger, than what he can be, because he falls for... he doesn't quite fall far. They have a little tidbit of that there could be a relationship between him and Suki, but there's just not time. It's not the time or place for it. So, but she teaches him a lot about, I think, just in general, how women are equal, if not better, or not better, but just as strong. Fighters, and there's not a need to be, like, ridiculous about it. But I do think it's done well. It's done as best I think they can do. And I'm curious, going forward, if they'll... How much they'll maintain from that. Because I'd have to go back to really watch the cartoon version versus the live one to do a deep...
Yeah.
Thingy. So far, so good, though. I've really enjoyed it. They've not fucked around with Bender's powers. You don't need to have to do a 50-second dance to lift a pebble. It's the fight scenes with Bender's are fucking...
It was not a
50-second dance. Man, there's some fight scenes in this that I swear down, I'm like, that is fucking... perfect. This is how I imagined it. I don't want to ruin it to you, but there's a big epic fight scene in the first episode. And it's so well done.
I'm assuming, is it not just the same as the anime, where they're on the ship and they're escaping?
No. That fight scene sucks.
Oh.
that fight scene sucks. It's not done the same as in the show. When he's escaping, it's a lot more Assassin's Creed sneaky sneak.
So yeah, it's not like he's using his airbending in like silly, stupid ways to abate them.
No, but I'm fully okay with it because of the big epic fight scene that we get instead. You'll understand if you watch episode one, like what I mean. It's not till the later half of the episode, and the episodes are nice and long as well. They're not like 30-minute cuts. It feels like they're hour-long episodes, so they're doing really well with it. And I'm curious how they'll do going forward for it.
How y'all doing?
Oh, hey, Keelan.
Good, yeah.
We're sitting discussing the live-action Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
Fucking amazing, mate. I'm a big fan.
That's the live action.
Yeah.
That show's been out for years.
You think?
I feel like. Or has it? No, not the live action, the animated.
Oh, the animated one, definitely. That on
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, the animated one came out 90-something, I think, that started coming out.
Fuck. I didn't realize it was that, it's that old.
It's like 2004.
That's still quite old. Fuck. That's like 20 years ago.
Don't put it like that.
Scary.
Don't do me like that. Really good show, though. Highly recommend, Alex. I do like
Netflix.
It's just fantastic.
No, you're wrong. Pretty close now. 2005, 2008.
Ah, see? My memory's not as fucked up as I thought it was.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It's a fucking phenomenal show, though.
It's the original. So good.
I've not watched it live, actually.
It is really good.
It was one of those shows that I always skipped on Nickelodeon for some reason. I watched like SpongeBob. I think SpongeBob and Kenan and Kel were like the only ones that I watched on Nickelodeon.
Fair.
I literally left everything else.
Tragedy. Actual war crime.
Shows you how based I am.
No. That was hard. Phenomenal show. I actually think it's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, kids' TV show on Earth.
It is to be up and there.
There's a live action.
The animated one from back in day.
Yeah. But now there's live action, and fuck. It's actually pretty cool that they're doing that, though.
It is fucking brilliant. I'm a big fan.
I'm disappointed Dante Basco doesn't have a major role in it, though.
That's also fair. I haven't seen him in it, or at least I haven't recognized him. But the one thing I do think about the show that I don't quite like is the costumes. They've quite literally taken them from the animated show and put them into
real life.
In real life, but it doesn't feel like it's well done, if you know what I mean.
Ah, it's like a Comic-Con outfit sort of thing.
Yeah. Like, it could be realistic, but it's missing stuff.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm hoping it's good. I've been trying to convince one of my friends I've been trying to convince her to watch it. Because me and her boyfriend have both been fighting with her to try and make her watch it. I suggested it a while back. And then I can't remember why, but I referenced it to her not too long ago. And she was like, oh yeah, my boyfriend, he keeps telling me it's an amazing show and I should watch it. Like, and he's fucking correct. But me from the vibe will cry. And she was like, that's what he said. Like, again, fitting facts.
Bruh, I can't wait to leave from the vibe.
What do you mean you can't wait? I absolutely can't wait. I do not need that soul-crushing heartache a second time.
We've already discovered from the podcast I'm a bit of a masochist. So, you know, not much more I can say there to defend myself.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, no, just tales of bathing saves.
Yeah, well, right now I'm in Omashu, I think that's yeah. his name is. And that's episode 3 going into 4. I honestly like that they've released it all in one shot, but I do think, as far as it goes to keep its popularity, I'm surprised they didn't do, like, release 2 episodes and then an episode weekly kind of thing.
No, I hate that. I actually hate that so much.
I hate weekly episodes.
Shows that are on Netflix and they're like, oh, we're going to do it once a week. Fuck off. No. Just release it. Like, you filmed it all. Just release it.
There's 8 episodes
in total. I have a love-hate relationship with that.
I hate it.
No, I think sometimes it's good to keep the hype going.
I know whenever I would watch, like, The Mandalorian, it would make my weeks, I anticipated, like, the show, but then when they dropped Stranger Things and Cobra Kai, I would just binge watch them within, like, the one day.
Yep. Yeah, that's fair.
So my counter-argument for you, Norman, is you're saying it extends, like, the hype for them, okay? Mm-hmm. Extends it for what reason?
Well, you don't want to burn out one week on a show.
Well, I feel like for the shows like The Mandalorian, episode 1, like, you'll just forget about episode 1, like, if you watched all 10 episodes.
I think there's a bit of there's something to be appreciated from the shows when it's released once weekly, because you can really talk about each episode and go over it in detail, whereas, like, I've seen 3 episodes, and I'd love to go through...
You're thinking of it from, like, a podcast creating
point. Maybe I am, actually.
Yeah, you literally just said.
Yeah. Break it down.
Nobody in their life, no one in their life, like, just going about their average life is, like, watching an episode and being like, can't wait to break this down later.
No, I do enjoy that. Like, you know when you've got, like, it was the same with, like, Game of Thrones. I loved having an episode a week released. I would go to work, same. I'd discuss it with my friends at work, we'd chat about it,
yeah.
And I'd get, like, new ideas, and it'd improve in my head, and then I'd speak to Daniel, and, like, Daniel would be like, oh, you know, this is what I think, and I was like, oh, this is what I think, and it came with such a clash of the anticipation for the next episode, at least for me.
Oh, for me also, yeah. I agree.
I get that, but you can do that if they release the full season. That doesn't stop you from being able to still discuss any episode or any significant moment you liked or disliked or whatever within the show.
No, I know what you mean, but it's like, I'm bad at memorizing all those little details. So if I've only got one episode to watch, I feel like I focus harder on it to catch things that I might not catch the first time round, you know. I pay a lot more attention. Focus on
the
end
more than the build up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Like, I can watch a show. Like, if I watch a full season of a show, I can watch it. I get the enjoyment of the show, just like, because like that to me is like, that ruins the show. Like, having like sitting there and being like trying to pick out every detail and like. Notice, like, fucking Jeremy six rows back in the fucking C3 episode 2. Like, shit like that, and that I did, like, that ruins it for me, because then that's, like, all I noted. Whereas, like, if I watch the full thing, the overall...
If it was a Harry Potter show, and I know you're big into Harry Potter, would those details not, like, mean a lot to you? If they had that, like, something in the background or something?
So, a perfect example, right? The Percy Jackson. I love that. That is one of my favorite franchises. I have listened to the books multiple times. I've read the books multiple times. I've watched the movies, unfortunately. And I've watched the show. So watching that, because that was released weekly, because it's something I really enjoy, weekly episodes, because I know the show so well, the series, the franchise so well, I was picking apart the show, which, like, made it worse for me. I think it was, like, the entire season, I could have watched the entire season and enjoyed it as a show, but then, like, I probably would have, at a later date, gone back and rewatched it and, like, picked apart, like, things that work, things that don't work, that, like, I like or dislike, like, changes they make. Because I do think there's a lot of weird changes they make in that show for no apparent reason that don't affect the story in any way, but just change it for the sake of changing it, if it appears. I'm not sure if it'll come into play later, but as it currently stands, they've made, like, a lot of changes that are just seem to be for the sake of changing things or being like, it's different. Like, okay, that's stupid, but fine. I think it would be the same for, like, a Harry Potter show, because there is talks of one apparently being made. I don't know if it will act or not, but it'd be the same for that. Of, like, yes, while I would appreciate, like, the little things in the background and, like, the little nods to future things, like in Percy Jackson when they're in the hotel, someone in the background is shouting Bianca, which is a reference to Nico and Angela. Nico D'Angelo.
I missed Bianca that. That happened?
Yes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
It's like when it's doing, like, the... like, you know when, like, they go in and you can hear, like, people, like, kids and stuff screaming in the background? Like, they're cheering, like, giggling and stuff.
Yeah.
It's in that bit. It's not super easy to hear. The ones I heard it best on was, like, clips where they'd, like, kind of isolate it a bit better. But it is in the show. It's confirmed by, I think, one of the director of the show or something. But yeah, it's a nod to, like, the third book. Because they don't appear until it's the third book in the franchise, and it's, you know, a far off, like, hey, this is gonna happen at some point, and it is a nice little nod. But yeah, it's like, other the while it, that is nice, it's not something that offsets the, like, other side of it, where I'm, like, nitpicking, like, where I'm noticing, like, the little things that, like, are inconsistent within the show, the universe of the show, or whatever, or inconsistent with how the show, like, how the changes the show's made off the base material, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, fair.
So, yeah, that's why I personally, like, fair enough if you enjoy a weekly episode, whatever, but I personally prefer, like, just drop it all in one, because one is, like, you're extending the hype for nothing. The next season's not going to come out for a couple years.
Curious how long, like, if they've greenlit season 2 yet.
That's if season 2 ever comes out. And then, yeah, it's also, I feel like you're inviting, like, the people like me who do watch, like, when we watch weekly episodes and do kind of, because it's weekly, end up, like, paying more attention and nitpicking more. It's inviting more criticism. And it's also giving time between each episode for people to be like, oh, there's this issue and that issue, and oh, this was wrong, and that was a weird choice, before the next week's episode comes out. Whereas if it's all one thing, yes, you notice less, but you're going to get less complaints. People are more likely to just remember the positive thing. Like, you're always more likely to remember the like things you enjoyed about the show than you are like the shittier things that you're like, that was kind of like a slight miss or whatever. And like, yeah, they're still going to get like, oh, this was shit. But I think it's less likely to get those. And they're dragging that out, like you said, like with them having it being dragged out, they're also dragging out, yeah, people who are gonna inevitably dislike the show for certain changes they make. They're dragging that out as well.
Yeah. I mean, I do get it. I do get it. In fairness, I left Percy Jackson to release a few episodes before I binged all of that.
Yeah.
And so I do enjoy it both ways, but I think when it's something that I've really admired, like Avatar, I've pushed for more. I'd like to see it released all in one chunk and get it done like that. But
wait. So you want it done in one chunk, one day?
Like I've enjoyed stuff where it's released all in one chunk, like Avatar, but I think it depends on the show for me. Like some of it, I really do just want to appreciate and enjoy and watch multiple times over. Yeah.
No, I'm very much release it in one chunk. I will watch it and then I'll watch it again.
No, fair. That's all fair.
Like you well aware how many times have I watched White Collar? Like,
I get judged for like all the times I've watched Modern Family or.
Right, because we do it different. Because I've been chose differently. You will watch Modern Family season 1, episode 1, the final episode, and you will finish the final episode, and then you'll go, cool, and then put on season 1, episode 1 of Modern Family, and just rewatch the show, like immediately after. I'm like, that's psychotic. That is insane to me. I will watch White Collar, and then I'll watch another show, and then I'll watch a third show, and then I'll maybe go back to White Collar. I won't watch it for, like, several months between, like, viewings. You will finish a show and then be like, cool, again. That's what I judge. I don't judge you for, watching shows multiple times. I judge you because you will watch it immediately after finishing that show. That's the bit I find
fair. 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 I'm sorry. I'm hearing something on someone's mic, and I don't know what the fuck it is. And I want to know what the fuck it is.
I apologize.
Are you in a... What is going on?
Is it bad?
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Fan.
What was that, fan?
It sounded like wind, like, rushing past. That's why I guessed car.
I thought it was like a dog running around breathing heavy.
No.
I was like, when the fuck did you get a dog? Like, I know we had Brandon with his dog last week.
Oh, God.
It wasn't that bad, to be fair. It had like a 3-minute exclusive by itself.
I thought you were in the car with like the window cracked slightly.
Oh, that would have been another good guess. All that reminds me of is, pardon me. I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And it was the episode where Hulk comes over to Terry and... Oh, what, Hitchcock and Scully, and it's they're listening to the radio, and all you hear is what is it? And it's fucking halt on that guessing, and then they get it wrong. And
yeah.
Such a good little game show piece. What did you guys think that was?
What was?
I can't remember that episode.
No, I think he's talking about the noise, like the little noise he made.
Oh, is this not loud? To me, this is pretty fucking loud.
Oh, no, I can't hear anything now.
Oh.
What noise?
Okay, never mind then.
I think he crinkled something into his mic.
I was crinkling a £20 note that I have just sitting in front of me, and I was like, I was just curious.
I heard like your very first attempt when you were talking about like the thing they did in the show, and then that was it. It was just dead silent.
I can't tell if I like that my mic never picked it up, or if I don't like that my mic didn't pick it up. Because to me, I can hear it over my headphones I'm wearing right now to listen to you guys.
Now my favorite Brooklyn Nine-Nine moment will forever be when Jake is chasing the crook through the streets, and then he's like, oh my god, I get to run over the cars. And he starts doing that. He's like, I'm the king of the... And then he falls into the sunroof.
Yeah. I feel like that's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah. It's my favorite Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. I think by far.
Really, really good.
I laughed for about 20 minutes. It was way too long that I found it funny for, but it was just very funny to me.
It's a great show.
My favorite one is when he interrogates the dentist.
Oh, yes.
I think that.
So well written. That's episode. A really good.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, like, my favorite scene is the, falling into the sunroof scene.
If we're talking about scenes, it's got to be the Backstreet Boys scene.
I was going to say, that's such a the Backstreet Boys scene is such a classic.
I like it, but I think it's overplayed now. I think too many people, like, everyone
references it. So good, though.
It is, but, like, it's the same as, like, the Star Wars thing I had, where it's just, like, it's so like it's everywhere, so it's just like I'm over it now. That's like it fair. Was funny, but it's like, and now I'm just like, yeah, cool, funny bit, great, next please.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, phenomenal show. Love that show as well. Sad that it ended.
It was a bit of a shame that it ended. It was unexpected.
Can't believe he's dead.
What, Captain Holt?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Rest in peace, mate. You can't... You never know. You never know. So, I wanted to talk about dreams. And reason I wanted to talk about dreams... is because I've been sick the last couple days, and my dreams have been goddamn fucking wild. They've been all over the fucking place. I can't even remember some of them, but I know that like on Tuesday, I had a fever dream. I woke up and I sent it in a Snapchat to you, Alex, Daniel, and Galen. And I can't remember what it was, but it pissed me off. And then on Wednesday night, I had a dream. And the issue in my... the dream was I was out, and I was out at a pub with my friend Cade and Patrick. And we're having a great time. We're having a good time. We'd met some lovely girls. And the issue was I couldn't speak to the girls because I physically could not... My throat... had closed up. So in my dream, I kept on just drinking beer after beer after beer, drink after drink after drink. And this girl kept on trying to chat to me, and I just couldn't physically fucking speak to the girl. And I got really annoyed, and when I woke up, I realized my mouth was so fucking dry that it hadn't been a dream, like when I'd been suffocating. I had literally been gasping for breath. I just couldn't because my throat was swollen.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, fuck, that's bad. But I was really annoyed more at the dream because I just emptied a bottle of water into my mouth and felt a little bit better for a while.
Oh, there's nothing more refreshing than that.
You would think so, but it's actually really sore. I kept on through the night. I'd wake. I woke up probably 4 or 5 times and had to down a bottle of water because my throat had just dried up. And it must have cracked because there was blood and it was really sore. Just it's really gross to talk about. I should really go speak to a doctor.
Yeah, because it does not help.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's a lung infection because of all the coughing I've been doing at work. I don't think work's been good for me because of the air conditioning in the unit that they use that they've in like 20 years never cleaned. So it's blowing like all this gross dust out at you. And oh man, it's just bad. And I had a dream last night that also pissed me off. And did I text it to the group or was that another night stream?
I think it was another night stream.
I'll just go back quickly. God, there's a lot of TikToks in here. I gotta talk to Brandon about that. Get him to send it to a different part of the fucking podcast bit. Oh yeah, I had a dream. That was today's dream. I had a dream that I had this wife and she had a kid that was not mine. It was a stepkid, and both me and the mum were teachers at the school, and the mum was taken away by an ambulance at the school, and the stepkid accused me of beating their mum at school. And I had to defend myself to the step kid at the school. And I'd never felt more fucking offended in my whole life. I just didn't understand what the fuck was going on.
Must be on some hardcore drugs.
I'd had 2 ibuprofen tablets. A soothers.
Always wants sour dreams. He's just a fucking weirdo. I cannot tell you the number of times I've received like a fucking voice memo or like 80,000 Snapchats from him telling me about the weirdest fucking fever dream possible. And he's like, yeah, so it was a pretty normal night. And then he just, that's it.
Like, okay. My favorite dream that I ever had with you, Alex, was the one where you betrayed me. We were fucking banner lord, like, lords in this good world. Lord. And I was like, come on, let's go conquer the world. And you turned on me and was like, no, it's not happening. And I had to kill you and behead you. And that dream there stood out to me. I was like, I've got to expect a betrayal like this at some point. The world.
That dream is completely accurate, right? And you want to know why?
What is that?
Because of your own actions and behavior. Because in literally every other dream you have ever told me about, you have betrayed me and left me for dead. Or straight up just murdered me.
God.
And then you had that dream, and I remember you telling me the dream and being like, yeah, fuck you for betraying me. It's like, I'm sorry. You're upset with me. In the last 18 dreams you've had, you for no reason, under no pressure, betrayed me. And you're like, yeah? Fuck you.
I'd like to defend my actions, but there is no defense.
One of my favorites
Can't defend that.
The dream you had where you were being interrogated by like the government, and Daniel had allegedly committed some crime that we were all in on, according to.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they were like, "Cool, if you tell us what happened, we won't charge you." And me and Daniel both went, "Nope," because they had no evidence. Which you specifically stated multiple times. They had absolutely no evidence. So me and Daniel were like, no, get fucked, loser. Except for you, you went, yeah, no, here's all the evidence you need. This is everything you could ever possibly need information-wise about it. This is how to arrest him. This is where you'll find the evidence. I have doubled and triple signed just in case.
Yeah, I remember that dream. Oh, diggity dog, I fucking remember that dream.
And then you told me it, laughing your ass off. And then when I was like, what the fuck are you? You're like, yeah, what? That's a dick move. Like, is it?
You see, in my defense, I don't think I'd act like Dream Me half the time. Because I question it a lot.
No, nah. I 100% believe you do that. Like, yeah, without a doubt.
I'm fucking dying here. I need my water. Yeah,
fair. I'd be more if you did. Like, in that exact scenario, right? Say we've been arrested because of alleged crimes we all knew about. I would be more surprised if at the end of that they were like, yeah, we gotta release you, nobody admitted anything. Then if they came into the room, they were like, no one except Narayan admitted anything. He told us everything and also admitted to several crimes we had no knowledge of and weren't gonna charge you with ever.
Classic Naz.
Yep, I can see me doing that. I could see me doing that. There's times where I see myself not doing it. They're rare.
No times I see you not doing that. Yeah, at all times I believe you would do that. Absolutely.
I don't think fair. I don't think that's fair.
You have multiple dreams about doing it, Narayan.
Just because I have multiple dreams about doing it doesn't mean it's going to fucking happen.
I've never once had a dream about betraying you intentionally. And then laughed about it afterwards whilst informing you of said dream.
What I really enjoy is the theory that your dreams are alternative universes. And that in all these alternative universes that we are friends.
You are the world's shittiest friend.
Yeah, I'm not a great friend. I'm not a great friend.
But which version is the worst, Naz?
Well, is the worst version the one that are truly betraying them? Or is it the ones that just dream of it and laugh at it?
The multiverse is real. I genuinely... No, I don't know. I think actually going through... Laughing with it's pretty fucked up. Laughing about it's pretty... Like, there's no questioning.
I find it mad because most of mine are, like, sexual.
I mean...
Most of you dreams about us?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like... Look, if anybody's getting their booty clapped here, it's not me.
It's definitely not 100%.
It's definitely not me. There's a reason I'm a hairy dude, alright? And it's a sort of default defense system.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's I'm not okay with it.
It's okay though.
No, see, I have I have like a secret weapon here, which is
Oh, okay. Shit.
Okay.
Oh, this is escalating.
My I've never had a great stomach. Alex has known that for years.
Interesting.
Yeah. Daniel has known that for years. My mum finally came out and went, it's probably because of the way I brought you up that you have stomach problems. Cause it's not just me. It's Jack, Benji, my little brother, little sister. We all have really bad issues with our stomach and certain foods. And so my defense system here is I constantly typically need to go to the bathroom. So if someone's trying to bring it on to me and I'm not having it, I'm just gonna let it go. Just gonna let it go. Let them see how they feel about that.
Some people are into scat, though.
At that point, I have no defense, and I become a victim.
Nah. No defense, just a victim.
I'll try my best to fight it off, but, you know. If they're not accepting my betrayal of Alex and Daniel, I don't know. I don't have much more of a bigger move.
No. Yeah, no. I know at some point I will be betrayed by you. I just accept the fact. At some point you will betray me. You will laugh about that fact. And that is just something I'm going to have to live with.
I feel like if I was going to betray you anything, it would be like a never have I ever situation. You know, like a drinking game kind of thing.
What, you mean like you already have done?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Something where it's definitely going to be funny for me. Something where I'm going to get the benefit
of. That was a dirty betrayal as well. Because you could have gotten anyone else out and you specifically targeted me.
Yeah. When it comes to drinking, I really find betrayal hilarious. I really do. It's the same with, oh gosh, do you remember, oh, I'm sure you probably do, it was like the Monday night, I think, and we were at Spoons, and they closed at 12, and we were playing the 5-second game, where you've got 5 seconds to guess what the word is, or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember how the game works. But we were like 30 minutes to close, or 40 minutes to close, and he just, the server comes over with 15 drinks and goes, "Are you guys sure you can deal with this?" And Daniel's fucking giggling, snidey face. And I have never been more proud as a friend for a betrayal that was hilarious.
How was that a betrayal?
Because there was no way any of us should be drinking that much. No way. And fucking, I don't know. Had work the next day.
I wouldn't say it was a betrayal.
That's a betrayal. That's a betrayal.
No, I wouldn't call it a betrayal. Like, it was a funny, like, I would say it was like a fuck face. Of like, none of us should have done it, but all three of us did it because it was funny.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It was, honestly, a really good night. I enjoyed myself. The hangover the next day, not so much.
It was a really good day.
I was a pretty chill drinking day, I think. It just ended up like that. I ended up like that a lot with Daniel.
I'm aware.
Yeah. It's it's a thing, huh? It's a thing.
Yeah, there isn't like casual drinking with you guys. It's shit faced or shit faced.
I would like to argue, but I once again unfortunately cannot.
Yeah, I'm aware.
The thing with Daniel and myself is we've built up such a tolerance that casual drinking for us can just be shit faced drinking for a lot of people.
Yeah, but like even then you guys still go to shit faced drinking. Like, instead of, like most people would be like, okay, I've had a lot to drink, I should probably quit. You guys will still be like, no, 40 shots.
I've tried to get better at that. And I there's a few times where I've been successful at going, hold on, let me get some water. Like, wait, stop. And then going and getting some water. It's rare, but it happens.
Fair. No, it's kind of why I just stopped in general, because I was like, I just wouldn't find the line. Like, I would just get shit-faced.
It's a hard line to find. It is a very fucking hard line to find sometimes. I do think that given the opportunity, I would probably just drink. But it depends who I'm drinking with now. Like, if I'm drinking with Cameron, I'm very aware that he does not drink. And if I'm not already shit-faced at the start, I will be like, oh, okay, you're like me right now. You're fucking moving all over the place. Like, we need to turn to water for a while. I'm a lot easier with it. But Daniel is the... Daniel's the aggravator in most of the situations.
He is, I think all three of us are pretty bad drinking together. Like, we all...
we all encourage stupid shit.
I feel like separately, like, by myself, I could quite happily have, like, a drink and then be like, cool, I'm going home. With both of you, I will be, like, 40 rounds shit-faced. I'll be like, I could do another 20 shots.
No, I think what happens when we're around each other, it's a Legolas and Gimli moment of, I've done three! Ha! I've done five! I've done an elephant shot! And it's like something stupid. It's just trying to one-up each other.
Or, yeah, it'll be like, you're drinking your drink pretty slow there.
That's Daniel! That's fucking Daniel! I can hear that from him.
Yeah, you slam your drink, and then you're like, well, fuck you, just to prove a point, I'm gonna slam a second one. And you slam the second one. And then he'll just be like, well, why'd you do that?
Yeah, that is peak Daniel right there. I can hear it in my soul when you said it. That is a line Daniel has used on me many a times that's gotten to me, and I have turned with the fuck you.
Oh, I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious. Also, that's another time you betrayed me, actually. The three of us playing pub golf. Fuck you, dickhead.
Three of us playing pub golf.
Uh-huh.
How did I betray you there?
Into Weatherstone. And then we drank that, and it was, I think, one of the worst drinks I've ever tasted.
God fucking awful! Oh, it was so minging.
Secondly, we were drinking it, and I was like, oh, I gotta go for a piss. I don't want to be here for right now. So I go for the bath. And then when I come back, you're giggling, and I'm like, what the fuck's he done here? And I didn't anything else of it. I slam most of mine, and then I slam the rest of it. And then about 2 weeks later, Daniel admits to me, you poured like a third of your drink into my glass.
I tried to pay him to shut the fuck up. I tried to pay Daniel. Right, you left the table. You had very impressively drunk about half yours, like, in one sip.
Yeah.
And I'd had a sip of mine and thought, this is gonna make me throw up. And you were the fool that left the table. And Daniel looked at me, and he'd raised his eyebrows. And Daniel's got fucking tiny eyebrows.
I was the fool who trusted his friends.
Daniel has these tiny little eyebrows. And when they raised at me, I knew he was thinking what I was thinking. So, I just turned and went, how much are we pouring into his cup? And Daniel looked at me, and in his defense went, I'm not that kind of friend. And I went, well, I am. I poured a little bit into yours, and it was the tiniest bit to start off with. But Daniel just started laughing at me and going, I knew you were a shit friend. And I was like, I'm not a shit friend. If I was a shit friend, I would do this. And then I poured like half of mine into it. And I was sitting looking at my glass, and I just started giggling because I was like, oh, I'm that shit friend now. I just started sipping on my drink and I put it down. And I accepted that I was a bad friend then and there. But it got worse because when you came back, you did call it out. That was the worst bit. Because I was like, it's so obvious I've poured this drink, dude. Call me out.
Okay, so. We had drunk a fair amount at that point.
We had, yeah. To be fair, we had.
I came back and I sat down. And as you actually, I don't know if you still remember, but when I got brought up to me and I called you out for it, when Daniel told me and I ended up calling you an asshole and calling you out for it, you did admit that you did, that both of you said, like, you watched me and you both saw the moment where I looked at the drink and thought, like, you could clearly see in my face of being like, yeah. I swear I drank more. That seemed wrong.
Yeah.
But then I was, but you know, like I said, I was an idiot. I trusted my friend. I didn't think he would be an asshole. In a game of pub golf as well, where fucking finishing your drink is like a key part of it. It's the entire point of the game.
I think pub golf was out the window at that point, to be fair. I think it was...
No, it went out the window after that, because we were like, that drink was so awful, I don't even want to play anymore. That we just decided we were just going to drink, because we didn't want to play with it.
Nah, see, I got... The game was pretty fucking awful from the third pub, I think it was. It was after the Foundry, I think. I can't remember the name of the pub. But it was
the one with, like, the foamy drinks.
Yeah, there was something that was actually wrong with them. That put me off so fucking hard. I think I just accepted defeat in that pub.
Fair.
That's, yeah, you know, when the betrayal became a lot less worsened for me, I was just accepting it all. I was like, yeah, I'm an awful friend.
Such a dick, mate. I can't believe you did that.
I can't.
If it was a nice drink as well, like, it wouldn't have even been that bad. Like, it would have been, like, funnier. But it's the fact that it was, like, a disgusting drink and we were playing pub golf. And you poured about a third of your drink into mine.
Yeah. It being pub golf, like, is what really annoys you right now. That's what I'm getting. That was a sacred game. Should have never been spoiled.
I vividly remember coming back, like, sitting down. Because it's a weather stream, so it's like 20 miles from the toilet. I remember, like, coming back, sitting down, just looking in my glass and being like, there's no way. There's no way. There's that. Like, I swear I drank more. And then just being like, I guess I didn't. I guess that, like, I didn't drink as much as I thought I had. And then
little did you know.
I just resigned myself. Yeah, I just resigned myself to my fate. Chugged half of what was left and then chugged the rest of it. And then off we went. And then, yeah, it's like 2-3 days later, Daniel admitted the truth to me. And I was like, oh. Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, a good friend admitted the truth.
I there was nothing good gonna come from the truth at that point. There was all that was gonna come from the truth there was you're gonna hate me and Daniel.
No. Don't lump Daniel in with you. Daniel did nothing wrong. Daniel admitted the truth of things.
Daniel was a little fucking pussy who, during that game, watched me do it, and he had every intention to follow up on it. I'm telling you, he would have done it. If it was me that had gone to the bathroom, he's the fucker that would have done it.
But he didn't. But he didn't do it.
That's just fresh betrayal. It'll get easier. It'll get easier. So yeah. Turns out, not the greatest friend. Not the greatest friend. Not the worst friend, but just not the greatest. Yeah, fair.
Those betrayal dreams are becoming more accurate.
I mean, I feel like... Pouring a bit of my drink into Alex's does not equate to selling them out to the police.
You know.
Betrayal is betrayal.
That's fair. That is fair. I'll accept that one.
You've changed, you've shown signs, you do it once, you'll do it again.
I'm not sure that's how it works with betrayal.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm not too sure. Exactly. So yeah. I really wanted to talk about dreams. I know, Keelan, you wanted to speak about fast food. What did you want to speak about fast food?
I don't know, just fast food chains, like, where would we rank them?
I mean...
Oh, I thought
you had... Yeah, there was nothing.
I thought you were going to be mad about, like, your dinner or something.
Nah.
I thought you'd grab some fast food for dinner, and something about it was wrong, and it made you mad. So I'm going to talk about fast foods this podcast.
Or it's like when you order food and it takes like an hour and a half for it to arrive, and they just keep being like,
literally.
Something like that, like anything.
Fucking cold.
I wasn't expecting you to be like, yeah, so fast food, guys.
Yeah, I'm so over complaining about fast food, but I feel like, I don't know. It'd be funny. I think my bottom wouldn't be your guys' bottom, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, what's your bottom?
I think McDonald's and KFC are at the fucking bottom of the barrel.
Oh.
KFC I could agree with. Maybe not McDonald's.
I love KFC.
Burger King is like borderline going down there too.
Burger King dog shit. There is one thing I'll get from McDonald's. There is one thing I'll get from Burger King, and that's it.
McFlurry.
No, I like. I'll give it to them. The Chicken Select. Slap. Love Chicken Select. That's it. Couldn't give a shit about their burgers.
Yeah, fair.
They got rid of the Chicken Legend, which is the best burger they had. Fucking psychos. The Burger King, I will get their Chicken Royale, which is essentially just the Chicken Legend, but better.
I'm trying to think of fast food, like, joints, but all I can think of is...
Nando's. Subway counts.
Nando's, I put to the bottom. I think it sucks.
I wouldn't classify Nando's as food.
Five Guys.
Five Guys is like fancy fast food. So I would also put it closer to the bottom.
Oh no, Five Guys. Wow, I love Five Guys.
I don't mind it, but for the price I'm paying for it, I'd actually rather go just eat out. Like,
I see it. I think it's worth the price is the thing. I think Five Guys is worth the price you're paying for it. But, like, I will agree, it's not something you get all the time, because it is an expensive takeaway. But...
I need to be in the mood for it.
To me, it's like when you're a kid, and your parents are like, hey, we're going to McDonald's. Like, that, like, it's like that treat of, like, I'm gonna treat myself. I'm gonna get Five Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that.
Like, that's what it is.
I just don't...
I think Domino's is also down there.
Domino's fucking sucks.
Yeah, Domino's. Pizza Hut, way better.
Yeah, Pizza Hut,
I agree.
Top range.
Papa John's, though, I don't know if you guys have that.
I've not tried
that. I don't know if it's an Irish thing.
There is Papa John's here, but I don't think there's good here. I grew up in the States, Papa John's. Big thing over there. We knew the guy that owns Papa John's near where we lived, so we went there a lot. Really good pizza. But no, over here, I think the best here is definitely Pizza Hut. Fun fact, I took my girlfriend there for Valentine's Day.
You were very proud of that in last episode, weren't you?
I am.
When I was listening to it in editing, I was like, I can't believe this is one of my best friends. I totally get it.
Where would you go, Naz? Where would you go?
Where would I go? On a Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's this Korean place that I've really wanted to check out called Soul. You know, I've just realized, I'm just like, Alex, I want to go check something out. I'm going to use the date as an excuse to check something out.
No, I didn't even want to check it out. I've been there before. I know it's flat. I wanted pizza. So I took my girlfriend to pizza.
Fair. There's a place in Aberdeen called Soul. And I keep seeing it pop up on my Instagram feed and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 I remember that place. You've mentioned it to me before.
I recommended it to the group to go get, like, dinner or something there and, like, try it. And then, I don't know, the group just... We haven't hung out.
Ignored it.
Yeah.
That's really just like, cool. Anyways.
Yeah, the group just ignored it. We haven't really tried anything with the group in months. A bit,
yeah.
We
need to do something.
We do. I'll try to organize something when Daniel's back. I do my attempt at organizing when Daniel's here, because I get him to organize it. But I'll be like, Daniel, here's places that we should try.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You should put it through. Well, I just don't feel like I get the responses quick enough when I throw stuff in there. So I'll get someone else to do it and then make them my manager of it and just deal with it through them. And I just put my opinion in through him directly. There was a time that they wanted to do a curry place, and my stomach just was not in the right place for going to a Chinese. I knew I was gonna, if I go to the Chinese, I wasn't gonna be hanging around long. So I was like, I'll just meet them up afterwards, like at the bar. And I missed out on a few of the jokes, because that was the time where the waiter thought Daniel was threatening him to go clean up the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. No, we've hung out again since that.
No, it's just an example of, like, one of the times that I got... I did all my in-thinking through Daniel, and I just got him to deal with it all.
Yeah.
But I don't mind hanging out with... I quite like hanging out with everybody there. I just don't think that... It's one of those group situations that if we're drinking and we're out in the public, both Daniel and myself are really bad for just at a certain point up and leaving and going chatting to other people before coming back. We have a, like, I don't want to say a board timer, but I'm going to say like a social timer that... We're not involved with conversation for X amount of time.
You all do that.
We've had a fair few things to drink. And I just zone out. And I'm bad if we're like...
I'm so confused.
I basically have a social timer in this group. Where like after a set point in time, depending on where we are, I will just up and leave and go chat to other people. Or like
he
I'll...
Does. Or I'll like, go. He will actually get up and walk away, and we're just like, okay, bye, Ryan.
Or I'll like turn and start watching a movie, like if it's on TV, like Edwards, they play movies on the Friday night, so I'll just sit and start watching the TV and get lost in the movie, and then I know I feel bad about it because like Kate will be like, are you all right, man? I'm like, yeah, I'm great. My social, I'm just, you know, I'm just here. It's just my social timer with these people has kind of run out. I need to change it up, get my energy back. And
Jesus.
It's just how I am, like, socially. I think that's...
We all accept it. Nobody's, like, got an issue with it or anything like that. Like, we just... It's something that Ryan does.
It's... Yeah. It happens very frequently. Like... It's not just with that group. It could be with anybody. It's really bad with Daniel. Like, that's another reason why I like going out with Daniel, is because Daniel just accepts that there's a point in time I'm just socially tired of hanging out with just Daniel. So we're out drinking, and I will go make my own friends elsewhere for a bit. And then I'll come back, or he'll, like, come chase me. And I'll introduce him to whoever I'm chatting to.
Sounds like a win for Daniel. He might pull a girl.
Oh, it's always a win for Daniel. Yeah, it's never a downside for Daniel. It got to the point where I was really annoyed about it. Because, I'd end up speaking to a girl, and I'd might be a little bit interested in her, and then Daniel comes along, and right, you know me, I'm not the best looking fella, so a lot of my conversation, I really need to give 100% and make sure my jokes are reasonably decent, just to make sure the energy levels are on the right level, and
on the right wavelength.
That's the word. And then I'll be doing that for 20-30 minutes, and Daniel will come over, and Daniel's fucking like 6'2", beard, tattoos, and that's a lot of girls' types just straight off the bat. And I realized the wavelength just kind of broadens, and then we're no longer on the same wavelength. So I just have to.
But you've got that Samoan look, though.
I don't really play that up when I go out, and I don't really emphasize it. I go full down the pimp side.
Man, you're the guy that's got like a ray gun but never uses it, kind of guy.
I put my talents elsewhere, mate.
I would like to say correct.
Oh yeah.
I play my talents elsewhere. Pardon, Alex?
Correctly so. No one should ever use the ray gun. It's dog shit.
Yeah, well, it was a figure of speech.
You know, if I lost 150 pounds and I put on 40 pounds of pure muscle, maybe I would try going down that Luke route. But right now, no. Also, definitely not when Scotland can get so cold. Like,
yeah,
that's another big issue with it. If I was in like Spain or.
Nah, that's an excuse.
Even if I was like just lower down at the top of England where it's a lot warmer during summer. Like, during summer, I might do it.
38 degrees at the moment.
Yeah, fuck that. That's too hot, alright? Get further, get closer to the equator, mate. Get colder. Or is it further away? Oh, maybe it's further away from the equator. Further away from the equator.
Yeah, further away from the equator. Yeah.
But yeah, there was this time I was out with Daniel, and we'd been drinking really heavily at Edwards, which is our local, and we'd moved to another bar to go dancing, and Daniel ended up meeting one of our old friends from school, Cameron, who ended up in the army. So he's chatting away, because Daniel was in the Navy at the time. They ended up chatting away quite closely. And I just took a seat, and I was sitting chatting to this girl who was from South Africa. Really lovely girl. Really, like, super chai, super fun. And there was, like, a little moment that I felt like I was falling in love, because Daniel, above me, had leaned forward and was just pouring his drink over my head slowly. And this girl just kind of reached out above my head and let it dribble down her arm and onto the floor. And I was like, if this is my Disney moment, this is my Disney moment. I'm like, I'd fully accept falling in love right now. This is just such
did
a
you
weird
kiss her?
Shit. No, I did. But maybe I should.
Fuck's sake, Naz.
Maybe I should. I don't know. I was also way too drunk at that point to consider that. The tea, well, the more drunk I get, more the tea conversation comes into my head whenever I'm chatting to somebody. Like, it's just vivid. Do you know the tea conversation, Keelan?
Nah.
Really? We haven't sent it to you?
Nah.
I feel like we lost that at some point. It's a way to talk about non-consent without talking about it directly. You discuss giving people tea instead.
It's a very hilarious video from Police Scotland, I think.
You want to give me the quick rundown?
I'll send it to you. I feel like it's better to watch.
It's got bits where it's like, oh, someone can, if you offer someone tea and they accept tea, and they later decide they don't want tea, don't make them drink the tea. If someone doesn't want
tea, still struggling with
the tea. If someone wants coffee, that's okay. They can have coffee. They don't have to have tea. It's stuff like that.
The viewers might have just got a little intro of it. It's actually a really good analogy, I think.
Yeah, it does actually work surprisingly well.
I've actually used it at work to explain how sometimes when we're trying to sell something, they're pushing the line a bit too hard. Like, no means no. But the one viewer who's loyal to us, who listens into this, got maybe the first 20 seconds of that video while I was trying to search for it. My bad. Apologies. Go watch yourself. But no, it's a good video. But the more I drink, it's a huge thing that comes up into my mind because I'm very
conscious of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you're drinking.
I get it.
I
guess I don't really think of that because I'm currently in a relationship, so for me right now it's sort of...
Well, that does work out a lot better. Yeah. That's a lot easier, I'd say, to deal with it. But,
no, but when I go on nights out, I'm not thinking of that, like, you know...
Yeah, no, no, that's fair, though.
So...
It's just one of those things that it sticks quite prominently to my mind the more I drink. It's one of those things that it's just it's the same with like if you see a kid in the middle of the street or the park by themselves and they're like 4 or 5, I don't want to go over and be like, hey, where's your family, straight away. I'll wait for a few minutes and I'll like check the area out first for adults. And I say adults as a fucking full adult man. But like, I look for someone older than me to like hoist the problem onto, because you know they're adults; they can deal with this shit. And it often comes down to me going over and be like, "Hey, you do have a family, right? Whereabouts are they? Because you know, I don't think you should be by yourself." And it happens a lot at work as well. Like, when I see a kid by themselves, I end up having to go over eventually and just speaking to them. And then taking them down to customer services or whatnot to put a shout out for the abandoned child's parents, who normally come up very anxious and shocked that their child has disappeared. But, you know, it happens. It happens to the best of us. It's just rough, I'd say.
I've never been alone in the park with a child.
Yeah, I haven't really been in that situation either.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that.
Well, I live right beside the fucking park.
That's why, yeah, it's fun. Like, I've been in... Like,
yeah, but you don't sit in the park.
No, I don't fucking sit in the park, but I walk through the park to get home and to work.
I watch some, those pedophile hunters...
Oh, yeah.
And they're always in a park.
It's madness. It is madness.
No, like, I work in a shopping center, so there's been a few times where, like, a little kid has, like, run into the store and, like, no adult has followed on, and I'm like, parent!
No, absolutely.
Yeah, it scares me.
It's one of those things you've just got to be careful with. Like, you don't want to push a line and fuck up with it. But, no, I mean, generally speaking, it's not bad. Like, you just deal with it as it comes. But it's one of those things where, as a dude, you definitely have to be more careful about it when it's kids.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like...
I think it goes both ways. I read an article the other day that this teacher was giving cupcakes to her young students with her husband's semen.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm very clearly a bit sexist about it then. Because I'd always be more cautious about a dude rather than a dudette.
I think she got a few years. I think she got like 8 years or 10 years or something like that.
It always shocks me when you hear about stories about female teachers and, like, their students. I think we've just been programmed from young to think of it's always going to be the old man or the male
teacher.
Yeah,
but if you have a horny young teacher or a MILF, whatever, and a young student who's, like, going through puberty and he's rock hard all the time, no wonder that shit's happening.
Oh, I'm not surprised that happens. It's just you don't think of it as a default. It's,
I personally would never do it, but, yeah.
I mean, what? Be the teacher, be the student?
Nah, the student, man. Fuck.
So you'd be the teacher?
Nah. I'd be the student if I was in that situation.
You'd be a lot more accepting if you were the student. But at the end of the day, it is a sexual crime. It is a, you know.
Oh, yeah. We're...
It's one of those things that... It's been made such a fantasy that... I think that's what a lot of people... It becomes hard to break it into. Oh, it is a crime. Like, I enjoyed the movie. It's got Adam Sandler.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Where he's a young kid and impregnates the teacher.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get, like, the rundown of the kid's life and that. So I think it's just one of those things that you've got to kind of be careful with. But, definitely.
Would you do it, though?
No, I don't think I would.
Fucking weird, no.
Never.
No.
I would never do it either, but I'm just saying, like, it's funny how... The way
you said never screamed the opposite answer. You sounded blown away when I said it.
I think the difference is, like, as a full-grown adult with a mature brain, I would say no, never. But if I was a 15-year-old horny little shit, then my brain is definitely not as developed, and I might have just said yes. I know
that we have a mutual friend that goes with older women. Or with an older woman.
We do?
Jeremy Irons?
Yeah. I'm not going to say this guy's name on...
No, fucking type it into the fucking group chat. Is it the dude in the group chat?
No. It's not the guy in the group chat.
Oh! Oh, I know who the fuck you're on about.
Oh!
Yeah.
I totally fucking know. Yeah. I thought that was just... Voldemort. I just thought that was, like, his fantasy. I didn't think that was... I didn't think he was pursuing 50-year-olds.
I mean, if that's what you're into, I feel like that is what you would pursue.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Oh, yeah, it happens, you know. It happens. But, I can't believe that took me so long to fucking figure out.
Yeah, same. I'm actually genuinely disappointed.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, guys. Fuck me, man.
I haven't thought about that.
No, you said it's bread.
Yeah.
In our defense.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Maybe I was wrong, but yeah. I said an old friend.
It's still... I'd class you as an old friend because we're still friends. If we weren't friends, then you wouldn't be an old friend then, would you? You'd just be an old acquaintance.
No, I would say, like, old friend works.
You think?
But like, at the same time, no, I do also understand, like, being like, no, that's not a friend.
Yeah. I mean, that whole group that was associated with how we became friends I genuinely think we're now just down to acquaintances with them. Like, I tried to reach out a couple Christmases, a couple birthdays, and be like, "Hey, happy birthday! How are you?" Or, "Hey, happy Christmas! What have you been up to?" But I get nothing back, so I'm just like, "All right, I tried. I tried." And then you yourself are bad on social media. You disappear as well.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I had to go and live my life a little bit, you know?
Oh, no, I totally agree.
You got banned from being online.
Yeah, I got banned for saying bad words.
He was sleeping with a student.
Oh, Lord.
More like guess. Yeah. No, I'll not say that, but yeah.
I really want to hear what you say there.
Fair enough. I feel like we should wrap up. That's an hour and a half now. Anything you guys want to quickly mention before we close up? Any secret student you're hiding from us, or a secret teacher? Everyone's going to be hiding. No. Be Caleb.
You don't know my story.
Fair. Isn't your girlfriend training to be a teacher?
Yeah, she is, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I will.
Alex will be sleeping with a teacher at some point. Possibly.
I thought about it.
Well, there you go. You ever want to play the fantasy?
I actually think that was like one of the first jokes I ever made when we just like started dating. But yeah, like. But anyways. Moving on.
No, fair enough, man. Fair enough. So yeah. On that note, God, this will come out in March 18th, I think. March 17th.
Fuck.
It's...
Are we that far ahead in episodes?
We've built up a few. We've built up a few. There's an episode that I don't plan to release unless it's like dire emergency, which is just one with me and Brandon.
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't realize we were that.
I didn't either.
It's because we release every 2 weeks instead of every week.
Oh shit, yeah.
If it was every week, we would be behind. No, we'd be on time just.
We'd be in it.
Yeah. We'd be on time just. I think it'd be good to get an episode with both you and Keelan separate, just as an emergency, just so we can release it. Because I've got one with Brandon, and he basically just talked about magic for 20 minutes, and then I talked about something else for another 20. And then I was like, I feel like this is the time to end the episode with him. So, it got both our sides of our brains out. And I was also...
The CN talk show.
God, that's a throwback there. The CN talk show.
Dude, when I see that image, I forgot that existed.
It's I think it was an AI-generated one. Back in the day, back in like 2019. God, maybe earlier. I don't know what year that was that we released it.
That has to be 2019, man. Fuck.
Yeah. The one viewer listening to this last bit of the roundup is not getting to see the image, but if you've been around long enough, you'll remember the CN talk show. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've just been loyal since we did the Beside the Point podcast, but you know.
I feel like every year you've done some form of podcast since 2019 now.
Nah, there's a couple of years I'm out of it. There's...
Nah, 2019, we had the CN talk show. 2020, 2021, we had the Beside the Point and the Campfires. And then 23, you had the manga one with Brandon. And then 24...
Oh, yeah, that was the start of 23, wasn't
you,
it?
Yeah, I think you have done it every year.
Well, I guess I have, yeah.
You were there before COVID and you're there after COVID. Fuck, man.
Don't tell Brandon, but I took down the episodes of all the manga ones. There were some questionable takes from us in there. And we definitely need to redo it with better production quality. So, don't tell the boy.
You know, that worries me.
You didn't actually watch it, and you were just like, yeah, no, this. This is my opinion.
Yeah, that's a big concern for me came from the fact that you'd raised the point that I said I would punch a pregnant woman. And I'd written it as if it was you that had punched the pregnant woman. And I don't remember that episode. Yeah, this is one of our episodes. I have no fucking idea what episode it is. And I don't hold that opinion now, but I'm curious at why I would say it, because I don't think I'd ever say it.
Yeah, but that's interesting. Yeah, but that's interesting.
Surely there was a reason I said it.
I think it was for, like, a would you rather or something.
That would make more sense to me.
You were like, oh, I think, yeah, it was like, you get like a million, but you have to punch a pregnant lady, like, as hard as you can, and... me and Keelan both said no. I can't remember what stage in the podcast it was at. Who our Irishman at that point was. But, yeah, two of us said no. Oh, hell yeah, I punched that bitch right in the face. And then you...
Holy shit!
...worded the description of it as like... I had said, you were like, Alex is back with some controversial opinions, and it was like, who'd punch pregnant ladies in the face or something. Or punching pregnant ladies. And I was like, what the fuck? Absolute violation.
I just want to say the fact that. Are we still recording?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Yeah,
we are.
The I fact that we've done 71 of them is fucking ridiculous.
That's, yeah, what, a year and... What, a year and 2 months? 52 weeks in a year, yeah, about a year and 2 months.
So that was episode 68. That was episode 68.
Nice.
Because it no longer exists.
I didn't take any of the Beside the Point ones down.
Oh.
Oh, well, I know what episode 68 is. I know, that one can't be released legally.
Why? What did I say?
Just nothing that you said. Right, we're going to wrap up recording here while I go tell Keelan why we haven't released that podcast episode. Fuck. Keep being mysterious. And if you think you know why we didn't post that episode, reply to the Spotify question.
I think we